Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. DJ New Style Show, that's DJNewStyleShow.com, the place where you can get all the shit that we say, do, create, and just honestly, we literally shit it from our mind asses onto the fucking internet, and hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you subscribe. If you like it, tell your friends. Just as though I've become somewhat fond of a bald friend of mine, who might be a friend of yours, ladies and gentlemen. He is bald. The Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Good evening. How are you? How's everybody doing in internet land today?
How's everybody going? Probably pretty well with the abundance of pornography. Pretty well.
Like the porn.
Did you, were you hoping for a better start to the show?
It was a little rocky.
Well, you did say gooing instead of doing, but I'm not going to hold that against you, Frank.
I did say goo. I didn't recall saying gooing.
I'm not going to nitpick you. I'm not going to judge. I'm going to be more
positive. I'd like to hear the videotape.
I can't.
Well,
you know what? If you want to hear the videotape, those of you listening live will have to wait until the next day. Download the goddamn audio.
The next day. You usually do it the same night.
Well, I mean, you're not going to stay up and wait for me to do it, are you?
You're slacking off.
I'm not slacking off. I'm whacking off. And then after that, I post the fucking show. Listen, I'm so tired of this bullshit, Frank. I'm turning over a new leaf. I want to be more positive. I don't have very many years left. My progress bar is, I'm going to say, halfway done. I'm going to go out in a hail of fucking bullets or chemicals at 62. And that's going to be it. So I want to be more positive, more mature. I'm not going to nitpick your every foible, your verbal fumbles, your blunders, the many times that you just fuck things up. I'm not going to toil on them. I'm not going to highlight them. I want to be a better person, a better friend. And I have to say,
I give it a week.
I'm sorry. What was
that? You'll go back to your own ways.
Frank, you know what? I might go back to my old ways.
Right.
Do you see? A slightly younger Ken would have jumped all over and kicked you in the neck for saying that. But I'm a new Ken. I'm an older Ken. I am now 31 goddamn years old.
Sweet 16 has turned 31.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you just said.
Sweet 16 has turned 31. It was a Bob Seger song. Anyway.
I guess it was before my time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't hang on every word Bob Seger sang that didn't end up in a Chevy commercial. Frank, being an old man as you are, 41 years old. Are you 41?
41. 419er.
Like I didn't know. Have you found that with each year you kind of just see that door closing a little bit and you decide that what you're doing probably isn't what you want to continue to be doing?
Well, the door has closed a long time ago. I tried to keep it open with my foot, but my foot is not holding it in open too much longer. I realize that most of my life is behind me. I realize there's nothing else productive I can do to make a change in the world or make a difference. And I do believe that the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
That's an interesting philosophy. I'll have to think about it more before I buy into it 100%. But Frank, what I wanna ask you is that now that you've given up, isn't it almost a little bit more like satisfying? Like, isn't it? See, I haven't given up yet. I have dreams and hopes that I'll ultimately lose within the next 5 years.
What are your dreams and hopes?
Things. I want to fucking do things. I want to experience things, create things. I want to do that.
Well, you're still a single guy. Once you have a family, and that will soon change. And I relish the time that you become a family man.
You relish that time, like you can't wait for it, is what you mean?
Right, right.
Why?
Just so I could have my desserts.
Hold on. It's not to, you know, to see me experience the joy of fatherhood.
No, I could give a shit about that.
It's not to see me,
to see you suffer.
Create another generation of me.
No, I don't care about
you
that.
You want to see me frazzled.
I
want
to see you frazzled.
You
want to
see the
see
goddamn
hair
lid come off.
Gray. Are you gray? Do you have any gray yet or no?
You know what? I got some gray. I got a little bit of gray here or there. Y'all catch it in the sun. I'm at that point. Did you ever get to that point, or did baldness just fucking ravage your scalp?
I went bald before I went gray.
That's actually, you know, that might be the way to go. That might be ideal. Would you have been more depressed if you had a few grays in a full head of hair, or would you just rather not know when that would have happened for you?
Well, they say that the gray makes the man look distinguished. But the bald makes the man look like a buffoon.
So, you know, Donna tells me that your scrotum looks very distinguished.
I have my chest hair is all gray, as is my back hair and my pubes.
There's something about you saying pubes as if you're 13 again and just discovering them. But
yeah, my pubes are not gray, honestly. They're not really not. But my chest hair is gray.
It's a rapid descent down to your terrible, ever-descending nuts.
Stop it.
What are you doing? Can you please explain what that was? I heard a door shut.
I'm yelling at my kids because they're jumping around like a bunch of animals outside the door, and it's bothering me.
Did you make a face to really let
right.
them know? Because you weren't making a noise. You were kind of just huffing and puffing.
Right, I made an angry face.
Well, thank you for stealing the focus from the fact that I've aged another year. Because, Frank, it is all about me. 31, I turned the... 30,
how does it feel to be 31? I mean, it's an odd age.
It feels the same as being 30, which felt the same as being 29. Which I
no,
have
it
a
really
feeling...
doesn't.
Which,
it really doesn't.
You know what, Frank? God damn
hitting
it.
30 was worse than hitting 40 for me, I think.
Well, you know, it's not the same for everybody. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you're listening live and you'd like to chime in and say a few goddamn fucking things. Once again, 316-768-4472. Hey, Frank, guess what? We've got a goddamn caller. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton, how you doing, buddy?
Paul.
Not too bad. I had a moment exactly what you're talking about today. Exactly.
Really?
And yes, and in the whole realm of what you're talking about. I got a call today at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, sitting at work, actually having not a bad day. And my wife called me to tell me that my second son, who's 4 years old, decided to throw a bubble wand kind of thing where you can, you know, you dip it in there and then you can make these big bubbles or whatever.
Are you talking about like the freebie or the big one that makes the huge like step into
yeah,
a
like
bubble?
Right, like the one that makes like, you know, I don't know, it's probably like a foot across.
Okay,
you know?
So it's like a wire thing that's about a foot across, a big circle on a stick.
Right.
Okay.
Right, but this thing makes more of a sword so you can dip it in, so it's kind of plastic, but it's pretty sturdy, apparently. Well, anyway, what happened was apparently him and his brothers were playing around, and he decided to launch it across the room, and it hit my flat screen TV and broke it.
Oh, God damn it.
And broke it. Now, the Clayton from Texas, even maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, would have white knuckled it, and you know, might have cursed or done something. But I just like leaned back in my chair and just kind of like, what can I do? You know, there's nothing I could do. So I just kind of like, well, we're going to make a positive out of this. We're going to try and get it fixed. And if we can't, then we're just going to have to do without or figure something else out.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people in my life that have been able to handle things like that, and I've never understood it. My dad is a guy who, like, if his screwdriver isn't in the right place, there's going to be some yelling. Like, he didn't put it where it is now, and it's not where he left it. So somebody fucked up. And he's going to yell about it, and then eventually he'll find it, and he may or may not apologize. So that's how I've handled basically everything that was unexpected up until, well, still today. So if I had a child, or even if Teddy fucking broke the goddamn TV, I would be fucking livid. Livid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unable to deal with it. Frank, you have three children. Let's say you're wherever you are. Donna calls you. And says, Luke threw a truck at the flat screen. The flat screen is completely cracked down the middle. What do you want to do? How do you handle that?
First of all, I would take the money out of his piggy bank so that he would pay for said TV.
Wait a minute. How much are you talking in this piggy bank?
Not much.
So you would rob him of $3 to prove a point.
But that $3 is a lot to him. So by taking it out, it would teach him a lesson because that $3, you know what I'm saying, is the same thing as a certain amount to us.
So you're going to handle it like the Berenstain Bears and not like the yelling asshole
I'll yell like there's no tomorrow. He broke a window in the house and I had almost a heart attack. But Clayton, if I may, do you spare the rod and spoil the child?
Oh, no, they get plenty of whoopings. There's no doubt about it.
Excuse me? I don't understand what you just said there.
They definitely get spanked, sir. They definitely get plenty of spankings, yes.
Okay.
Have you ever made them cut their own switch?
No. That, I'm saving that one.
That's a good one.
They will, but I'm saving that one.
And then they get double if they come back with one that's too thin.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah.
That seems to be like exclusively a Southern thing, and like we only know about it up here because we've been forced to read stories of your land, which seems to be totally fucking foreign. If I'm being perfectly honest, Frank, doesn't the South and the almost legendary behavior of the South just seem so fucking foreign to you?
It seems foreign and scary.
It does.
At the same time.
I'm sorry if I interrupted your question. Please continue, Frank.
Unfortunately, I don't remember the question I was going to have, but it doesn't matter.
41, ladies and gentlemen. What are
you talking about? Sparing the rod.
Do you continually beat the child, or do you just stop after a couple swaps?
Well, considering the fact that I'm considerably larger than them, usually, and because especially a five-year-old isn't going to stand there and take it, usually, if I'm chasing him for like two steps, I think I've already made the point that like, oh, we're gonna do this. I might pop him maybe twice. And that usually gets the point across. And so the only method that I use, but they're still too young to do that now, is I guess where my dad, you know, he was a big man, so he'd whoop on us, you know, obviously. But there'd be occasionally like where we would make a big mistake. And so we spent all day just waiting for the fact that I know he's going to come home and whoop me. And just every now and then he wouldn't. And he just sat there and said, I already know that you tore yourself up all day. So, you know, would it do me any good now to you know, basically just beating you up because you're already beat up.
Did it ever balance out between you and your dad? You said your dad was a big guy, and you're a big guy now. Did you ever go
head to head with your old man?
That's what I'm asking. Did it ever get to the point where he's like, he's going to discipline you for something, but now you're no longer a fucking lanky 12-year-old. You're like a strapping 15-year-old, and you could throw a goddamn left.
Well, the thing about it is, like, my dad stopped doing that probably at an age where he felt like, you're a man, so he's a man. He's a man's man, so he knows, like, all right, I can't get away with that anymore. My mother tried one time. I remember that she giving my brother a whooping one time when he was like 13, and she's 100 pounds. And it was the funniest thing. I'm watching her use her entire body to try, and she walked off, and my brother and I just looking at each other just laughing like, this goddamn, that was funny. But, no, the difference is, and Ken, you might attest to this maybe at some point. Like, I've never fucked with my dad because my dad's the wrong kind of crazy.
Well, like, yeah, you have gone into
it. Even at his age right now. Yeah, no, it's not that I don't think physically I couldn't, because I know I could handle it. It's just, he's just that wrong kind of crazy. Like, he'll do something like, we'll square up and he'll cheat, or he'll, it's that old crazy shit that that's hard to describe.
It's that reserve strength that old people keep down in their fucking toes until they absolutely need it. Like, a guy that was in the army in, like, the 60s was probably a really physically fit guy. But then he'll eventually deteriorate into a point where, like, you know, maybe his son thinks he could take him. Maybe he's ready to twist his arm behind his back and give him a knee to the fucking kidney or something like that. But the minute that strike hits, he's going to go and scrape the bottom of that strength barrel and basically use whatever he's got left to disarm his own blood, his own offspring.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, at some point, you have to have a prop. You know, you have to break something in front of them to sell it. Wait a minute, if he's willing to break shit that he's bought, what would he do to us if he caught us? And so, no, that whole discipline thing, it's tough. You know, but you can't, like, a kid, you know, like 4 years old, throws something and hits it. I mean, he knows he did wrong, but a whooping, like, after I get home from work, like, what's that really going to solve?
Exactly.
You know, it's like, Now, if it's Luke's age or something like that, like, okay, well, I said, all right, you know.
I bet you Luke already mouths off to you, Frank, isn't it? Doesn't he? Doesn't he talk
not only
back
that,
to you?
But he raises his fist to me.
What do you mean he raises his fist?
He raises his fist like, you know, like when an old man raises his fist and shakes it in front of you.
He does
like
that to you?
Like he does that to me,
like,
yes.
He's basically showing you what he'd like to do to your face.
Yes.
Because he's not eating his fucking
broccoli. Hey, Frank, do you take him down?
No, I very rarely hit the kids.
You're setting him up. You're setting him up for a massive beating when he goes to school.
It doesn't require a hit, but he needs to know that not only is that not acceptable, but I might swing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah.
And then he also says to me, "That's right, I'm talking to you." Like that.
You see, that type of attitude that you're cultivating is going to get his ass massively kicked when he decides to use that imaginary power that he has on kids his own age.
Now, Kenny, you've never been hit by your parents in your whole life, correct?
Why did you choose to call me Kenny at that moment?
Because we're talking about kids, and so, you know, when you think of... I'm sure when you were younger, they called you Kenny, right?
Yeah, they did. Until a certain electronic clarinet player became popular, because my last initial is G.
I used
to sign my homework Kenny G. Before he was popular. And then what happened? I became synonymous with his fucking woodwind faggotry. And that was a nightmare for any fifth to sixth grader. So luckily,
nobody here knows who that is. Oh, thank God.
No, you mean to tell me nobody knows who that is anymore? Is he really that far out of the culture?
You know what? I've known you for 3 or 4 years, and that never crossed my mind, the name of the similarity in the name. That never crossed my mind.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I've never thought of that either. That's
you don't
amazing.
Think anybody knows fucking Kenny G anymore? I mean...
No, well, not down here. That's a smattering of some white people, but no, he's...
This was like the soundtrack of wedding videos for a good solid 5 years.
some late 90s high grade pornography.
Yeah, he actually perfected the hold a note and like shake the hair out of your eyes move. Absolutely
sure
hideous.
Name with that guy. Yeah,
I do.
Great.
Okay, listen, I can't do it anymore. Okay, it's trauma.
You might have slammed your head in a car door after that one.
Well, I don't think I'll go that far. With Clayton, I got to say, thank you very much for at least feeling slightly what I'm feeling. I'm not at that level yet where I could completely forgive a broken TV, but I know I'm getting there as each year ticks. I know it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy. And by the way, Hate Us Talk episode 51 is up, people.
Yes, it is.
HateUsTalk.com, HateUsTalk.tumblr.com, and check out the fucking talking to that you need. Find the information that you need. Hear it from Clayton. He's from Texas. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, buddy. I really appreciate that. You know, there is that thing, though, with the old man. When you want to try and fight your dad, like you kind of hold off, but every old man's got some kind of fucking nagging injury. Like if you squeeze his fucking hand really hard, he'll just instantly quit. You have to find that the chink in his armor. But Frank, yeah, I had a birthday on the 25th. I share a birthday with a couple of our friends, Raphael from Connecticut, and Ed McGrath. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was.
You were. Did you wish them a happy birthday?
I don't recall.
You wished Ed a happy birthday.
Oh, I did wish Ed a happy birthday, yes.
You opened your mouth long enough to get the words happy birthday out? You were sucking his fucking dick. Anyway, enough
of
that.
I don't know what that means, but whatever.
You and him, you engage in activities. Frank, Amanda took me out on a little bit of a weekend getaway.
Uh-huh.
To a state called Connecticut. Have you heard of it?
Yes. It's the word connect and then it cut.
Yes.
And connect, it cut.
The place we went, Frank, is a casino called Mohegan Sun. Are you aware of this?
I have heard commercials.
It's not the one with the catchy fucking jingle.
It's a world at play.
It is a world at play. But it's not the one with the far superior fucking jingle, which is Foxwoods, which we were going to go to, but I don't know. Fuck it. We went to Mohegan Sun.
All right.
I don't know if they're...
Glad you cleared that up.
Do you want to hear the end of the sentence?
Yeah, I'm glad to know that you were going to someplace else and you decided to go this one, but go ahead, go.
No, Frank, here. I want to hear about your interesting life. Tell me
no,
something.
Go ahead,
no,
go
tell
ahead,
me
go.
Something that you did this weekend. I want to hear about your weekend.
Let me think. What did I do this weekend? I put grass seed on my front
lawn.
Wow,
it's good to know that. I'm glad you did. Glad you did.
Thank you.
Hopefully you ate a little bit of it and shit out sod. You fucking dick. We went to Mohegan.
It didn't even end. I thought you were changing your tune, and now you don't even.
You know what? Yeah, I didn't last. I didn't last 30 minutes. Anyway, we went to Mohegan Sun, and this was my first foray into the Indian casino. You're aware that Native Americans, otherwise known as Indians,
Native Americans. Go ahead.
You know this is one thing that really bothers me about you. You have some kind of fucking inexplicable respect.
I had the utmost respect for
Indians.
Native Americans because if it wasn't for I love them. I can't get enough of them.
Why?
Why? Because
I want you to call them Indians on this show.
No,
they're not
they
Native
were
Americans.
Accidentally, somebody thought that he was an Indian. That's why he called them Indians. We
yeah,
all
and
know,
you know
the
what?
Story.
Guess what? It stuck. It fucking stuck. Cowboys and Native Americans. Sorry, buddy. Indians. It's easier.
And I think even calling them Native Americans is an insult because American or Amerigo or Amerigo Vadamus, that was a name of a European guy.
Well, I noticed that now. That's interesting you say that.
I think we just call them natives, period.
So you think Native American is actually a bit of an insult. That's an insult.
That's an insult.
Because I've noticed something that whenever I see them on TV – in their fucking like they, the thing about them now, whatever you want to call them, they don't dress like they're Indians anymore. Like they're not wearing the fucking reverse deer skin and the fucking leather shoes. They're usually wearing like business suits and
yes.
bolo ties, and you know
yeah,
they're
they
Native
like
American.
The bolo tie.
They're Native American because they still have the one feather, and it's dangly like Mr. T. And whenever they're talking about what they are, they happen to mention, I guess, their race. They will always say natives. They'll never say Native Americans.
I agree with them.
I never put it together until now. You shed some light on the fact that of this horse shit.
Right.
That we have to change history books because, you know, Indian, Native American, whatever. Anyway, so I went to this casino and, you know, it's got the theme, the native theme. There's the summer entrance, the fucking casino of the cloud, the fucking wolf den and shit. And there's animatronics, wolves and shit. And, you know, for somebody who, you know, likes to basically paint themselves as not being a relic, they sure do like to prey on the fact that we all think of them as relics. Every little bit of decor, they plan on the fact that they pray to the fucking rain and shit. I don't know. It just fucking bothered me. And I had a little bit of a nagging thought in the back of my head that, you know, since this casino is on their land, and I guess they have some say as far as the law goes, I'm not an expert on this, obviously. I talk about feces and I read tweets while I shit. I don't read history anymore, and I haven't learned a new thing in about 3 years. But it seems to me that they would be more likely to fuck the system and basically cheat in games of chance. Like, I go there, and I feel like they're tilting the odds even further without actually publishing that they're doing that. I think they're doing something underhanded to make the casino more profitable for them. Clue number one, you pull in, Frank. Have you been to Atlantic City?
Of course.
Have you parked in Atlantic City?
I think so.
You pay to park in Atlantic City. You pay to park. You go here? No, park wherever you want. Absolutely free. It doesn't matter if you're staying there. You're going to be going there and enjoying the land, the resort. No fee to park. Okay, fine. How about I've never seen anybody win on a fucking roulette table, and I've been observing them for upwards of an hour this weekend. Didn't see one fucking winning bet. I'm telling you, these Indians are fucking cheating just to get back at the white man. And that's why when you say things like, I have the utmost respect for them, Frank, I got to say I'm a little bit irritated at you. Like, you're rooting for the other team. Don't you see how that would be kind of like saying, you know, I'm an American, but, you know, the North Vietnamese, I have such a high respect for them. We fought them in wars. Why do you hold such a high regard for them?
They were simply defending themselves against the white man.
Okay, so you would have it that they would. This would
I
be
would
their
like
land?
To become a native. A native. I would like to be a native.
Like Kevin Costner, you get adopted in. They're wary of you at first, but then once they realize that your whiteness isn't a threat to them,
I am the crying Indian.
Oh, the crying Indian from the pollution commercial from the 70s.
Ooh, and in actuality, was really an Italian individual.
His name was like Salvador fucking right, Lepretti. Right. Fucking douche. I gotta be a fucking Indian!
But the natives, they accepted him because it's what's inside.
Wait, are you saying they accepted the fucking
they
crying
accepted
Indian?
Him as one of their own, yes.
They did not embrace the crying Indian.
Yes, they embraced him.
Shut the fuck up. The Italian
you shut
actor.
Shut the fuck up.
The Italian
shut the
actor.
Fuck door.
Let me ask you something. You're suggesting that the natives, as
the
they're
natives,
being called,
you know, in real life, they did. They actually embraced him because they said that it's what's inside that counts, as opposed to, you know.
So he got to be an honorary member of whatever like fucking
right.
tribe.
Exactly.
And that's what you're shooting for. You're hoping that by touting your respect for them on a podcast, that maybe they'll take notice and they'll give you a pass.
I want to be accepted by the natives.
Really? What is it that you like about them so much?
Because they were the first ones. They're the pioneers.
They're the
We are on their land, my friend.
Yes. Yeah.
And we are on their land. Even to this day, we are on their land.
Yeah, and you know what we put on their land? The internet. And fucking
hey, you know what?
Chick-fil-A's.
I'd live without the internet, my friend.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
I would love to live without the internet.
You know how hard your job would be? Do you understand how hard your job would be without the internet?
I know.
You wouldn't stick with your career. You would probably still be working at the Experience, Shopper at the Experience. They
Shopper at the Experience, Oakshire Road, Edison. Experience, Shopper at the Experience.
You'd probably still be fucking pushing carts at the goddamn Experience.
I did push carts. That's when I first started as a bagger. I pushed carts.
And then you worked your way up to what?
Worked my way up to a price changer.
Nice.
And then grocery and frozen and produce and all that good shit.
You know, Frank Skin Tags is a very loyal listener and friend of ours. He suggests that if you were embraced by the natives, your Indian name would be Dances with Germs.
See, the thing is, being in New Jersey, we don't have... You don't really see many natives in New Jersey. I mean, as opposed to like the Southwest or something like that. We don't really – I mean, I don't – do you see them?
I don't think I've ever met one. I don't think I've ever seen one. But I think in the Southwest, a lot of them are just Mexicans pretending to be natives, which then Mexicans probably are natives anyway.
And there are some Indian – I hate to use the word, but there are some people of that persuasion in the Ramapo Mountains up in northern New Jersey.
You mean the Jackson Mawa. Whites?
That's the Jackson Whites, my friend.
So you suggest,
and there's
that
actually
natives.
A movie about the Jackson Whites.
Which one? What's the title?
It's called something versus something else. I have to look it up.
Well, for those of you who don't know,
it's somebody versus Ford, because Ford dumped a lot of stuff on the Ramapo Mountain people.
Well, I want to just kind of give a little background, because you know we have. Our friend Clayton, for example, in Texas. Our buddy P.A. Russ in Ireland. They don't know who the fuck the Jackson Whites are.
It's Mann versus Ford. M-A-N-N versus Ford.
Wow, what a fucking ripoff of Mann versus Food Nation, as you would say. Anyway, the Jackson Whites are some kind of just rogue society that lives in the fucking woods in northwest Jersey. Right? And... the reason they're called Jackson Whites is because they were essentially the result of, mixing blacks and Dutch whites. And then inbreeding that entire collection, that entire community over years and years. And the Jacks, which was a derogatory term for blacks, I apologize, I'm just teaching history. And the whites were together, and you say that fast, or just say it over a span of a couple decades, and it becomes Jackson Whites. Jacks and Whites becomes Jackson Whites. And they live up there, and they are like a gray, kind of just weird people. Like, if you watch this season of True Blood, and the people of Hotshot, who had Jason Stackhouse hemmed up, and were just milking him of his fucking seed... those type of trashy people with just like, you know, clothes from with catchphrases from the mid-90s, wearing fucking jam shorts and like ripped up Converse sneakers with no socks and shit and like brownish gray skin and curly hair with like pure white eyes, they're easy to pick out. Have you ever run into one of a Jackson White?
Yes, I've had conversations with them when I was in those areas.
Wait, you've actually spoken to one?
Yes, very nice individuals.
What did you find out about them? Because I know you're very inquisitive. What types of questions did you ask the Jackson Whites?
I didn't want to get too specific. I just told
why do you
about
why their do history. You look like a genetic mutant? Because that's what they are, by the way.
But she had actually. This woman had a hot spring on her property.
Okay. Great. Fantastic. Remember when you gave me shit for saying I didn't go to Foxwoods? Yeah.
Foxwoods?
Yeah.
You didn't go to Foxwoods. You went to Mohegan Sun.
Exactly. That's exactly what the fuck I said.
Okay.
You can go on Google and actually scroll down a few pages of pictures of... Michael Jackson, basically, and look for Jackson White, and you'll see.
They're also known as the Ramapo Mountain people.
I prefer Jackson Whites.
Well, I don't.
Oh, yeah, just type Jackson Whites, and you'll see. They're, Wow, there's actually one I didn't recognize him at first, but yeah, Jesse Jackson really does look like a Jackson White. So picture Jesse Jackson wearing a fucking "I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you" t-shirt with fucking Zubaz, walking into a McDonald's and not buying anything, just taking the ketchup and leaving. That's basically what it is. They're kind of a scourge, I would think. They're shunned. They're not welcome. But you say you suggest that they're very nice. And
I mean, the woman I spoke to was very nice. Very, you know. Listen, it's a little scary going up there because sometimes they'll look at you like you got 10 heads. But yeah. You know.
Well, I have a friend named Eric from MActive.com. I don't even know if that site is still up now, but he used to listen and call in a bunch. But he would say that, like, when he was little, he would do what a lot of us do in the Northeast, just go and fuck around in the woods. And eventually, like, after, you know, maybe every six times in the woods, you would just see random, like, dirty kids just appear out of nowhere.
Right.
They live in packs in the woods. It's not like they're dirty and they're avoiding taxes.
They live in shanties. I wouldn't say that they're living in bushes. They live in shanties.
Sure, but they're in the goddamn woods. They make these dwellings in the fucking woods. They live off the fucking grid. Occasionally they come down and mill about the town. But, you know, imagine playing a game of Manhunt and a Jackson White taps you on the back. It'd be fucking frightening. As nice as you say they are, admit that would be fucking frightening.
Who's denying that?
See? Scared of Jackson Whites. Frank,
scared of a lot of things.
Like what? I don't think you're scared of anything.
I'm scared of the fucking doorbell, for Christ's sake.
You are scared of the doorbell. The thing about it, Frank, we were talking about my birthday. We ended up talking about my second favorite thing, the Jackson Whites. And I want
to
thank
you for that.
I'd
like to know what kind of cake you had, if you don't mind me asking.
Which time? How about that?
Your birthday cake.
How about that?
You got two birthday cakes?
Two birthday cakes.
Wow. I'm surprised you have two.
It was a goddamn birthday weekend, Frank. My mom asked me, what kind of cake do you want for your birthday? I said, I don't know. I like the, a coconut custard pie. And the one that, like, my grandma would make, I told her that. And I like a chocolate-covered fucking vanilla frosted cake with chocolate sprinkles, not Jimmy's, because I'm not from the South. And when I say the South, I mean South Jersey. I don't know what they call them. They probably say something very awful in Texas. But Clayton would tell us that at another time. So when I said I wanted the coconut custard pie, my mom said, "Oh, yeah, you want the dump pie." I said, "No, I don't. I want the coconut custard pie." Yeah, you know, we call it a dump pie. And somehow, like, the mystique of this pie that I'd have at family get-togethers in my childhood and haven't had really since kind of just washed away at the prospect of, like... Because when my mom said, "I can make the dump pie," as a visual person, it kind of led me down a path of just picturing my mom actually making a dump pie. I don't know, fucking squatting over a goddamn pie dish, just grinning because it's for her one and only son. But it ended up that she made the coconut custard pie, which I refused to call the other name, and the chocolate cake with white icing. But Amanda took me out to dinner. Frank, are you familiar with a celebrity chef named Bobby Flay?
I have heard of him. Grilling and Chilling.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm surprised that you actually know something of someone. well, he has a few restaurants. He's got a steak place. He has a burger place. He's got a regular American cuisine type place. And at Mohegan Sun, they have the burger place and his American cuisine restaurant. And I got a chance to eat at both of them in one day. I had lunch at Bobby's Burger Palace.
Right.
Which is fucking just awesome. And I had dinner at Bar American.
So you had a burger.
I had a burger and...
Was it the best burger you've ever had?
Yes.
Are you putting me on?
I am not putting you on. And you know why? It was enhanced by the goddamn fries. Frank, you order French fries.
Love French
fries. How often do you eat French fries? Would you say every time you have a burger, you probably get fries?
I would say 90% of the time.
Doesn't it ruin the fucking burger when you get a set of really shitty, fucking dangly, limp dick fries or the mashed potato fucking mushy pieces of shit? Doesn't that fucking partially reduce the quality of the burger?
For sake of argument, I'll say okay.
But you would say no otherwise?
I don't mind soggy diner fries.
What would you call a bad fry? I want to know what you consider. Like, when you get a set of fries, what would make you disappointed in your order of fries? And tell whoever's in your fucking room to go away!
That's my son.
Get the fuck out of that office!
First of all, fries that you make at home will never compare to fries anywhere else.
Not even Orada fries?
No, not Orida or McCain or anything.
What about Orada fries?
No.
Okay.
But let me ask you a question. Are you familiar with the soggy diner fries?
I am aware.
When you get takeout or something and you get home and they're soggy.
I would never get takeout and have fries. That's impossible. You can't do that. You can't say, "Oh, I want the burger and fries to go," and then get in the car for 20 minutes.
Right, but one of the benefits of having the take home is the anticipation of the soggy fries. I enjoy soggy fries. I'm
like, you like soggy fucking cold fries?
There are instances where I enjoy the soggy diner fry.
When you pick it up and the fucking fry hits the goddamn the palm of your hand, because it's like fucking wet spaghetti. You like that?
There are times where I do like it, yes.
It's
not all
fucking
time,
revolting.
Are you a fan of the steak fry?
When they're done right, yeah. Otherwise, you know, you bite into them and you may as well have to put a pat of butter on them and stir. Put some corn kernels in it.
Right.
And finish off a Thanksgiving dinner. It's like mashed potatoes inside.
Right, right. What's your opinion of tater tots?
What?
Tater tots.
Why are you saying it like that?
That's how I say it, tater tots.
No, you don't fucking say it like that. You don't say it like you just had a jaw operation.
What's your opinion of tater tots?
Tater tots? I like tater tots. I don't think they're in the same category of fries. I mean, they're a different fucking thing, Frank.
They were a staple in high school lunch.
Of course. They were.
Never a fan of tater tots.
What?
Never. Never, never, never.
Why not?
I didn't like the coating around it.
I never noticed the coating, actually.
There's two things. I would like to get your opinion.
There is a bit of an oil slick now that I think about
exactly.
It. Exactly. It actually almost repels the fucking ketchup like Rain-X was sprayed on it.
I want to get your
just
opinion.
Just fucking slides off.
Of a food that I had tonight that is still coming up on me, and I want to get your opinion of it.
What, you had some pussy?
What is your opinion of a corn dog?
I hate them. I absolutely hate a corn dog. Fuck a corn dog.
It's a hot dog, the lowest grade hot dog. Wrapped in fucking cake batter.
You know what? A corn dog cake batter. Jesus.
It's not. It doesn't taste like cornbread. It tastes like cake
it's
batter.
It's cornmeal. It's not cake batter.
Pardon?
It's not cake batter. It's cornmeal.
It's cake. Mine was in cake batter.
You had a fucking birthday
like
cake
a
flavor.
Like a funnel cake batter of some sort.
Oh,
you know
well,
what
it's fried. Yeah, so you're going to have that. But it's cornmeal. It's not fucking like Sara Lee.
Now, you're not a fan of the corn dog.
No, I don't like that shit. Because, as you said, the first way to describe it, it's the lowest grade fucking hot dog ever. And there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than that. That hot dog that just tastes like compressed water added ham. There's nothing worse than that fucking just slurry wet ham that's been slightly warmed. I don't know. It's always like room temperature on the inside, and this thing just came out of a fucking fryer. I don't know how it's so well insulated.
And it just sits in your stomach. It's
yeah,
just awful.
And it assembles itself like a T-1000. You shit them out whole. They just go back together into one piece. It's fucking disgusting. But when I'm talking about fries, Frank, my ideal fry, you bite into it, you hear a fucking... It almost shatters. I love a really crispy fucking fry. No mush in the goddamn middle. Almost slightly translucent. Where you could kind of maybe hold it up to like something really black and almost see that the fry gets a little darker. That's what I'm looking for. A crisp, little fucking cylinder of just potato husk that's been fucking decimated by that hot grease. And every fucking fry was the same. I don't know how they did it. Because you know, you eat a lot of fries. You eat fries every day, twice a day sometimes. And you know that you will never get fries equally cooked. You will always get one that's fucking mushy or one that's like fucking just completely like almost frozen still. Like it was on the top. These were uniformly cooked and they were fucking amazing. And they, like I suggested, a bad fry will bring the burger down. You don't agree, but I think that in the case where they're perfect, it actually made the burger that much better. So yeah, I'll say that it is the best burger I've ever had. And
that,
not only that, you rotten fuck. There's also, I found out some recent news that there is a Bobby's Burger Palace in New Jersey. Thank you very much. Thank you very fucking much. Paramus. You ever hear of it, Frank? You ever hear of Paramus, New Jersey?
I have not heard of it.
I think we need to go there. And keep in mind, this is almost like the thing that Ed did to you, where he had his homespun fucking memories of being on campus, studying for his fucking midterms and eating some shit burger in Yonkers, wherever the fuck he dragged you.
It was god-awful, the Bronx. It was god-awful. But you realize when you go to this place, Bobby Flay's not the one making the burger. You're aware of this, aren't you?
Yeah, I know he doesn't have a fucking paper hat on, and he's not assembling the fucking avocado relish.
I am a burger. I would say that a hamburger is probably one of my top three favorite meals of all time. Would you agree with that?
Why would you say three? Like, so you have two that you can think of above it right now.
I do like a turkey dinner, and I'm sure you will agree with that.
Not in top three.
Excuse me?
Your top three should be something that you would never turn down, and you could probably eat every night. You mean to tell me you could have Thanksgiving dinner?
I've had Boston Market 5 days already in a row.
Jesus Christ, you're obsessed.
I am addicted to Boston Market.
You know it's not.
I've discovered Boston Market.
What do you mean discovered it?
I've discovered it again. I'm born again. I went to Boston Market maybe 10 years, 15 years ago.
So you put your flag right into it and just fucking claimed it for all bald men in search of shitty snacks assembled by high schoolers?
Creamy spinach. I love it.
It's good. It's good, Frank. But you got to realize it is being prepared by fucking high school kids. You realize that, right?
I don't know about that.
Just rotating around. What do you think? Who do you think's putting it together? Are they hiring out a fucking catering team? It's the fucking zit face people that take the money that put the goddamn things on the skewers or on the rotisserie. So White Ass Brent is bringing up a great point. Would you say that your last meal would be a turkey dinner? Because I would say whatever your last meal is, whatever your last meal is, would probably be your number one all time.
Would it be wrong for me to say that a burger may be my number one meal of all time? Will that be wrong to say?
Why are you saying it with such shame?
Because a hamburger is typically...
Are you afraid that you're going to get Jeff tweeting you that you don't know food? What restaurants have you eaten at? Yeah. You clearly don't know food.
He quizzed me on what restaurant.
You know, yeah, at one point he asked you what was the most expensive restaurant you've been to, just to qualify your level for him.
No, the reason being is because a hamburger is typically...
Have you ever eaten at Carnegie on Main? I don't think so. When was the last time you've eaten duck confit?
You know what it is? Because typically a hamburger is meant to be something that's cheap or something that's fast food. But I'm talking about a good char-broil burger.
Yeah, so let's say that you're on death row and you say, my last meal, I want it to be...
I think I'm going burger.
You would say burger. And they would give you a McDonald's hamburger. And then they would fucking fry you. They would roast you like that fucking overcooked shit on that terrible bun.
610 Bergen Town Center, Paramus, New Jersey. Bobby's Burger Palace.
I'm telling you, Frank. It's amazing. It's fucking incredible. I loved it. Amanda ordered this bacon and blue cheese burger, which, you know, was as good as you could hope it would be. It wasn't anything like earth shattering because I've had those before, you know. But I ordered this thing that they called the LA burger, which had you're on the site. You have the menu, right?
It's, for some reason, the menu's not opening
up. Well, whatever.
Up.
It's got avocado relish.
I'm a fan of the avocado.
Why not? When is the last time you've had a fucking avocado?
Is what's in guacamole, right?
In what?
Guacamole. Is that what's in guacamole?
Did you drop the G? The G isn't silent.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was silent.
Guacamole.
Oh.
Are you serious? You went through your whole life thinking the G was silent?
Right.
Guac? You thought it was guacamole?
Right. That's why I would never order it, because I didn't know how to say it.
I bet you would love an avocado. I bet you would fucking love it.
Why is guacamole so popular?
Stop calling it guacamole, or I'll fucking... I still want to poke you with metal.
It's very popular.
Even Clayton from Texas, who was surrounded by it, says, I hate it. Fuck it. It's great. It's fucking great. I once bought an avocado from a farmer's market and ate it like a goddamn apple. I love them. I fucking love them. So that's why I got that one. Maybe that's why I thought it was so good. Or maybe it's because they didn't have the arrogance.
Yeah, I want a burger right now, man.
They didn't have the arrogance of Five Guys. Remember, you know how Five Guys is. It's okay, right?
It's mediocre at best.
You order your burger at Five Guys. Do they ever ask you how do you want your meat cooked? Do they ever say that?
No, well, it's always well done.
Because they always cook it well done. Well, not at fucking Bobby's Burger Palace. I feel like I'm doing a commercial for them, but I assure you, I really fucking, I truly, truly think this is a fucking incredible
place. You
know
what?
I can't wait to go there. I can't wait to go there and fucking record you eating one.
You're hung up with the whole celebrity thing because you're into the whole fucking cooking shows now, and you think just because a fucking celebrity owns the place that it's fucking the best place in the world, okay? Give me a break, will you? Don't be fucking starstruck your whole life.
Here's the thing, Frank. You actually decided it would be beneficial to tell me that Bobby Flay wasn't cooking there.
Right. He's not cooking there.
No shit, you dickhead. Of course he's not fucking cooking there. I mean, the name kind of gave it a little credibility. Let me try it. I got in there to try it, and I fucking ate it, and it was awesome.
They asked me
how I wanted the burger. They had fucking rare on the goddamn select. You could tell
they shouldn't have that.
I want it rare.
They shouldn't have that.
Why?
Because it can kill you.
Well, guess what? I got it medium, and it was fucking red inside, and I loved it.
Let me give you two words, no style, okay?
What's
two
that?
Words
What's that,
that proves my point.
What's that?
That name brand places are not the best places.
What's that?
Peter Luger's. You went to Peter Luger in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, and you weren't that impressed with it.
What do you mean?
Excuse me? You told me that it was not the best steak you've ever had.
Yeah, it's not the best steak I've ever had, but
then.
I was impressed by it.
There you go.
You can be impressed.
I impressed my case.
You can be impressed by something and have it not be the fucking best. I mean, that's why you have a second best.
But it should be the best. If you're paying that obscene amount of money for a piece of beef, it should be the best. It should be the best.
Well, I agree. It should be. It wasn't, but it was close. Very fucking close.
She was a hand grenade.
What?
It only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Oh, God, you are... I literally want to snuff you out like a fucking candle. Put a fucking jar over you until the oxygen's gone.
Now, there's another place. There's another steakhouse called Morton's.
Yeah, I've heard of Morton's. I haven't been there. Amanda and I went into one when we went to Richmond for one of her cousin's weddings.
Richmond, Virginia?
Yes. We went into a Morton's and... They had like a really dark skinned black guy in like a tuxedo that greeted us, and I just felt like it was too fucking racist, so I left. I didn't like that. I didn't appreciate what Morton's was trying to put off, so we didn't go there. But I would try it. I'd absolutely try it, Frank. I think we gotta go to this place,
Burger Palace.
We have to go to this place. By the way, his other restaurant we went to for dinner was fucking amazing too. And they surprised me with a dessert. They surprised me with a dessert with a candle in it.
Did they sing?
They didn't sing. They simply wrote happy birthday on the plate with chocolate sauce. And I blew out the candle. And that's it. I don't like when they sing. I got to tell you. I don't like when they fucking sing. You can put a candle on something. Don't fucking sing to me. Don't get everybody that works at the fucking place around my table to sing to me. They don't want to. I know they don't want to do it. You can ask anybody in the entire fucking population of men. Hey, would you like to sing happy birthday to a stranger? The overwhelming majority of people would say, no, I don't. Absolutely not. I would never want to fucking do it. Would you do it if it meant your job was on the line? Yeah, I guess I would. Okay, good. That's the only way they'd fucking do it. Yeah, and Clayton is suggesting in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. By the way, it's where we are when we record these shows live. You can type and we'll see it. You can call in. We'll hear you and talk to you and fucking eventually hang up on you. When they start clapping and doing their own version of the fucking happy birthday, it's fucking irritating. Do you ever...
happy birthday. Happy to you. Happy birthday.
Do you enjoy that, Frank?
No, it's embarrassing.
Do you ever go out for your birthday and have that done for you?
No, I've never had that. No, of course not.
Do you tell Donna not to make that happen?
I don't put myself in that predicament.
Oh, so you never go out for your birthday to a restaurant?
Well, I'm not going to go to a fucking Fridays.
Where do you go? Where's the most expensive restaurant you've gone? I'm going to judge you now and your eating habits.
I'm sorry I don't eat fucking live snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's adventurous. By the way, that fucking video, him and Veal Chop,
got awful.
Posted, just fucking frightening. Just fucking frightening. You're chewing into a living thing, you fucking animals. I don't know. Is there nothing left? Nothing left to try? Is ice cream bad? You can't just go out and get fucking three scoops and just smile. You got to fucking chew into living things. I don't know. The thrill of doing that, it just escapes me. I like watching that show with that guy that kind of looks like you if you had the ability to talk about things. What's his name? Andrew Zimmern. Where it's Bizarre Foods. Have you ever seen that, Frank?
Yes.
You have. Have you noticed how much he looks like you?
I don't see the resemblance.
He's bald and white. But he eats all this weird shit. And he's like, now, you know, I get a lot of cheese in this. So I really taste the fermentation and shit. I'm not going to eat fucking fermented butter. In the name of adventure. If it looks good, eat it. Well, I got news for you. Half the shit that dude fucking eats doesn't look good.
The problem I have with that show is the show pretty much revolves around food, but yet it's on the Travel Channel. It should be on a Food Network channel.
Interesting. But he is traveling, you see?
Right, but the main focus is the food. Let's not sparse pinces. Let's not split parses. Let's not split pairs.
God, you know what, Frank? We should probably go on a site like ICU2 and talk to a whole different crowd of people and just see if any of them agree with the rest of the world and think that you're a gigantic stammering dick. Let's go to ICU2.com. Download the software. It's free to try, Frank. You can put it on both of your computers. Give it a shot and maybe see if, mispronouncing and ending up with something like parse spinces. Let's not parse spinces.
What's the saying? Well, I don't know what the saying is. That's not
mince words?
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck does spinces even come into that? Let's not parse spinces. What the fuck does that... Where does that even come from? How do you screw that up so bad? Now we're cutting into the read for ICU2, which of course, Frank, is what website? How do you get there?
It's ICU2, the number 2.
So it's ICU and then the number 2.com. Hey, you know what? Face to face from any place. That's the big theme with ICU2. You download it and it doesn't matter where you're from. You can see people from Azerbaijan. And fucking see their dumb face and show your dumb face and have dumb fucking goddamn fucking chats and talk to them and fucking find out how much you hate people from other countries. And they can find out how worthless and fucking close-minded you are because you live here. And you'll just have a grand old time at ICU2. It's ICU2.com. Come on, people. Don't parse Spence's. Go over there. Don't fucking I don't know, Frank. Sometimes your bullshit just boggles my fucking mind. You know that we went to Connecticut. I told you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mohegan Sun, not Foxwoods. You're aware,
yes.
Aware of that?
Okay. I didn't remember you telling the story about.
Well, we didn't. We didn't actually stay at the resort.
Okay.
We stayed just outside.
Too cheap. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if you want to call Amanda cheap for booking a trip for me, that's fine.
Whatever.
Why don't you put it on the table? Are you calling Amanda cheap?
I'm saying it's a little.
The next time you come over, and she prepares snacks for you, and you steal her fucking candies and marvel at
and those rustic nuts.
Yeah. When you fucking eat her rustic nuts, and she doesn't even get to try them, she's gonna ensure that there's a special little fucking bin of shit on candies for you to eat. Can you explain the rustic nuts so people don't think it's some kind of fucking sex act that I'm watching from a stool? On the side of the bed.
No, I think she had a bag of rustic of chocolate covered peanuts, but it wasn't the salty flavor. It was a nice rustic nut, a nice, delicious, full bodied, robust rustic nut, which I enjoyed.
You like a rustic
nut. And I like those nuts.
Yeah, that's not, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, Frank. So we stayed outside of the hotel, about a 10-minute drive away from the casino. And the reason we did is because we didn't want to have to board our dog, so we found a pet-friendly hotel.
Oh.
And we brought Teddy with us and his crate.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You're one of those jackasses that brings the friggin' goddamn dog with you. Give me a goddamn break, all right? Pretty soon you'll be putting the fucking dog in your fucking Christmas pictures, for Christ's sake. Give me a goddamn break.
I don't understand.
Treat the dog like it's a fucking kid. Come on, dude. What did you do when you were at the casino? Where was the dog at while you were in the casino?
We just let him run around Connecticut.
He was in the fucking room, right?
Yes! Of course he was in the room.
Is that fun for him, to be in the fucking room?
No, I bet you he would have loved to breathe in fucking cigarette air from fucking Asians that just have no concept of saving.
Did you keep him in a cage in the room?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if I... We had kind of an issue with the hotel.
What was the issue?
We got into a bit of an argument with the hotel because...
Oh, do tell.
The main reason that we were happy about this place, other than the fact that we could bring our dog and we didn't have to pay to board him somewhere, was that they had advertised a shuttle to each of the big casinos. So you could just take a shuttle... And get shit-faced and fucking fucked up and then get shuttled right back to your little fucking shithole room. But how can I say this nicely? The hotel, Frank, was in flux, I guess is a nice way to put it.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It was in flux. Do you kind of get where I'm going with
this? I don't know what you're talking about. In flux. What do you mean in flux?
Well, it's going under some renovations. Right. As we're driving down the highway, just before the exit we're going to take to get there, we noticed that, you know, along a lot of highways, there were signs that advertised the places that are just off of the highway. And we saw what we could only assume was the sign for our hotel. It was covered up in a tarp, and it said, "Coming soon."
Wait.
So the big, huge roadside sign that's up like 100 feet in the air, that'll normally say, you know, whatever the name of the hotel is, it was covered up with a white tarp with printing on it that said the name of the hotel, and then under it, "Coming soon."
This is the hotel that you booked?
That we booked, that we talked to somebody behind the desk.
Okay.
Apparently
they forgot to take the cover down.
Yeah, I guess that's what we figured.
Okay.
So we took the exit, and we get off of it, and usually you see like maybe a sign or something, lodging advice, the fucking GPS works off of the goddamn address and takes you somewhere. But instead, it was actually just telling us to go back on the highway. And, like, there was no, like, front entrance to the place. So we kind of circled around for a little bit until we saw a building that we thought was it. And, it's weird because we saw a sign for another hotel, like a shitty little Red Roof Inn. And we pulled into that parking lot, and just behind it was another hotel, which we said, okay, that's probably the one. All right, there's an Outback there, and it's next to the Outback. That's got to be it. But I don't see a sign anywhere. I don't see cars anywhere in the fucking parking lot. What I do see are dumpsters filled with fucking chairs and sofas and fucking carpeting, piles of mulch in the goddamn fucking parking lot, like six piles, heaping piles of mulch. Tractor trailers, probably filled with shit, but just abandoned, it looked like. And there was, by some miracle, we found a place that said lobby. And we parked and we went in. And there's somebody behind the counter, and there's like one guest talking to him. And we're like, is this so-and-so hotel? Yes, it is. Okay, well, here's my reservation, blah, 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 blah. By the way, as we're walking in, Frank, to the immediate right of the front entrance, 25 rolls of fucking carpeting, like floor to ceiling, okay? Garbage everywhere. And then they have the fucking balls to have that sign. Like, you know when you walk into a place, there's like a sign that'll maybe tell you what's going on or, you know, I don't know, welcome or something like that. The first sign you see is, please excuse our appearance as we are trying to make our hotel better. And they just say, please excuse it. Like,
pardon our appearance.
It said, please excuse. Or maybe pardon. I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe you're right. But the fact is, there's no opportunity to not pardon it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you walk in, there's shit everywhere.
Right.
And
no matter where you look, it's there.
And it's not a human telling you, hey, please excuse this. It's just a sign, a hard sign you can't negotiate with. It just says, you know, please ignore this. It's almost like when a restaurant says, we kindly ask that you keep one check per table. And then you go and say, oh, well, we're going to do separate checks. And they say, no, we have to do one check per table. But you kindly asked. Just like this place was kindly asking me to fucking excuse the fucking rapey looking parking lot with the mulch, the fucking rugs and all that shit. So we got into a bit of a discussion with the person behind the counter about the, you know, we were trying to see if maybe we could put a silver lining on it. We asked about the shuttle. Oh, we don't have a shuttle. We said, okay, when does the restaurant open? Because we looked, there was like a neon Budweiser sign in some tables with chairs on them. The restaurant's closed.
I understand. When you made the reservations, didn't you ensure that they had a shuttle?
We used a certain service, and I don't know why we keep doing this. We did it with Priceline. We got fucked. And now we did it with Hotwire, and we got fucked. Do you know how Hotwire works, Frank?
No, I do not.
You basically pick an area where you want to stay. You pick a level of stars. We picked, you know, three, because who gives a shit? And we picked a one that matched a price.
Oh, I got you.
You see? And then they tell you the place after you pay.
Right. Instead, you should have went to the source itself. You should have looked up hotels or place
well,
in Connecticut.
The problem, the big problem we had is that since the hotel was in flux, the hotel that we booked was the hotel it used to be. The pricing for the hotel it used to be.
I got you.
If we were to book that very trip,
you should have went on the trip a year
with
ago.
The fucking place, with the place as it is now, it would have been like, I don't, like $50 less a night.
And did you pay any money to make to reserve the hotel?
To reserve it, I didn't pay anything. Amanda did.
Okay. All right. So when you found there was no shuttle, no restaurant, then what happened? And where was the dog in the meantime? Still in the car?
And we had him with us. We basically had all our shit and we were ready to check in. So we checked in.
At what point did he say that those dogs were allowed?
No, they saw him. They saw us bring him up there, and it was all good. So Amanda calls Hotwire, and I'm a, and you know, for cancellations, refunds, and other whatever, press one. She presses one. Refunds will can't happen because of the nature of our contract. Blah 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 blah. For other questions, press two.
Jesus Christ.
Like instantly, they say for refunds, cancellations, press one. We cannot cancel or refund any money. Blah blah blah. For other questions, press two. So she presses two. Gets somebody right. And then, have you noticed a certain trend in the variety of person that you get on the phone when you go to try and get money out of a company?
Okay.
Do you have you noticed a trend?
Continue.
It's a question to you.
I think I know what you're saying, okay. But that's irrelevant. But please continue.
I don't know if it's a coincidence or some kind of just powerful tactic that companies have employed. But if you have an area where people are going to complain to get their money back and you're a business, chances are you're hiring a black woman to field the calls. That's just what I've noticed from my own personal experience. They will be very, very unimpressed with your situation. And they will use one word over and over again repeatedly to kind of indicate that they're being professional. For example, we said, hey, you guys offer a clean room and a clean, safe room. This place probably isn't that safe and it's not that clean. What are we going to do? Okay, if you excuse me, hold on for 2 seconds and I'll be right back. Hold on, you get the fucking music. Hello? Yeah, okay. I have been advised by the hotel that there is no renovations going on. That stopped about a month ago. So we can't refund any of your money. No, the renovations are going on right now. Please, you know, so back and forth. And
we're
every
standing
time,
in the fucking place. I can give you pictures, for Christ's sake.
Exactly, Frank. Exactly. She back and forth every time. I have been advised. Well, you know, the door was held open and it's supposed to be, you know, that only room keys will get in. But it was propped open with a garbage can lid and who knows who could get into the fucking place. It's not very safe. But I have been advised that that is not the case. I have been advised also that the restaurant will be opening. And I have been advised that there is a gas station selling $1 hot dogs nearby. I have been advised. Like, I have been advised over and fucking over again. And we got to the point where it's like, hey, you know, we're not lying to you. We can easily take pictures and send them to you. I mean, you guys are hotwired.com. You're an internet business. Let us take some pictures and send them to you. Oh, that would be a great idea. We could put them on your file. But you have to fax them because we don't use email. At that point, I just fucking... I'm like,
were you talking or was Amanda talking?
Amanda was talking at first. And then.
And at what point did you had to have grabbed the phone?
I said this. I said, okay, yeah. I know that you probably don't guarantee the amenities. The shuttle, you don't guarantee. The restaurant, you don't guarantee. But would it be safe to say that the number one guarantee of Hotwire is that you'll get a room that's ready for guests? Well, yeah, I would say that I have been advised that that is the number one thing that we offer. Okay, now did you see the blurb on the actual physical location's website? Did you see the little blurb at the bottom of the website that we pointed out to you that says the hotel will be ready for guests on the 29th of July? Did you see that? I have seen that, but I have been advised by the front desk that is only in reference to the shuttle.
Ugh.
Did you see that it said we will be ready for guests?
You were calm the whole time? At what point did you start raising your voice?
Amanda, actually, you can't raise your voice and you can't swear with these people. Because Amanda said, yeah, but we didn't pay to stay at a shithole. And she goes, excuse me! You do not need to curse! You do not need to curse! like that. And I figured that that is like the prompt where they're like getting very excited because one more curse and hey, this little job is over and I can put my fucking heels.
She probably wants you to curse so she could just hang up.
That's what it is. They don't want to talk to you. That's their whole job. Okay, is I'm to get for- them to not fu- to stop talking. They're not going to give you any money, so they want you to stop talking.
I want to know when you took over the phone and just gave him your 2 cents.
As soon as she kept saying, I have been advised that the renovations, and I also been advised that the shuttle is going to, I put it as plainly as possible. She even agreed with me. She
you
said,
should
yes.
have given the phone to the clerk there and said, listen, talk to this woman and tell her that you work here and it's not available.
Well, it didn't work out that way. And I even got her to agree with me and say, yes, I do agree that we would have to give you a room that is ready for guests. But I've been advised. And then she said some bullshit, and then we just hung up. And we decided that since it was our first night there and we were going to be staying for 2 nights, we're just never going to turn off the hot water. We're just going to leave everything fucking running and fuck it. I don't care. I don't know. We have no other power. We can't get our money back. So we're just going to fucking run the shower as hot as it can go and the sink and flush the toilets.
So this is, you're getting trying to get even a little
we're
bit.
We're getting a little bit even. Maybe we could sweat off some of the fucking wallpaper. The nice new wallpaper.
Did you do any damage to the room?
I did not do any damage to the room. There wasn't much to damage. There was a desk. Frank, do you realize, like, you go to a hotel and you sit at the little desk they have there. What are some of the things you expect to find at this desk?
You'll see maybe a little pad.
Maybe a pen.
A pen or something.
Yeah, maybe a list of things to do.
Oh, absolutely. Like that, yeah. A little itinerary action.
When we were calling Hotwire, we had to look up a number on my phone, like a transaction number, so that we could reference it on the phone. We were going to write it down on the paper, but we didn't have anything. All we had was a fucking banana that we brought. I had to carve the number into a fucking banana. I literally carved a fucking goddamn transaction number into a banana, and Amanda read it off of a fucking piece of fruit to try and get the shit done.
So there was no shuttle the first night.
No shuttle ever.
No shuttle ever.
When we went, we're not going to just hang out at this fucking war zone. And the next morning, by the way, the back door of the place, which is, you know, aimed at a swamp and a rapey looking, a really desolate, just ideal fucking scene for a rape parking lot. The door has like a slide that you take your room key and you slide it down and it opens it up. So only guests can get in. It was propped open with a garbage can lid. Probably was all night. And we saw cockroaches and all these fucking dead bugs and shit. We ended up that we showed it to the person that was there on Sunday. We actually found the bugs, showed it to them. And showed them the door that was open, and they agreed to refund us the money. Hotwire's army of
wait, who'd you show it to?
We showed it to the new person that was on the next, like our last day as we were checking out. There was a different person there.
Okay,
an actual fucking human being, not somebody.
The first guy was a dick.
Well, yeah, they kept telling we didn't really hear it from them. We heard it from what the Hotwire person was saying. He said they ain't never seen no roaches. I have been advised that they have never seen roaches. Like, everything we're telling you is bullshit. Like, really, would we be wasting our fucking time?
So this person gave you a refund then?
We eventually got the fucking refund.
A full refund?
Full refund. Thank you very much. I'll applaud myself, even though it was Amanda that did it mostly. Yeah, so we got that money back, which is good because I lost...
Do you feel bad for running their hot water?
No, not at all. Not at all. And also, I lost a few $100s at the casino, and I felt pretty bad about myself, but this is good. A little bit of payback, a little bit of leveling off. I did have one good moment in the hotel, or the casino, rather. I lost a couple of $100 pretty much instantly playing three-card poker. Don't know why I did it, but I did, and I lost. And so I went to go find Amanda, who is, as you are, taken by the one-armed bandits. She enjoys them. She enjoys the slot machine. So I found her, And she was seated next to a, surprise, surprise, apropos to the last story, a large black woman. So I took the, I just stood behind her for a bit. And all of a sudden, the black woman decided she had had enough of gambling with that machine. And I was made aware of this by the fact that she said, "Man, fuck this machine!" And she moved down two machines. "Man, fuck this machine!" Moved down two machines. I decided I'm going to sit next to Amanda. I'll throw a 20 into the machine, see what happens. I just hit max bet, and it instantly starts racking up some kind of win. I think I hit like $250. I kind of got back what I had lost at the table before, although I didn't stop. Lost a few hundred more, and that's all we're going to say about that. That's all we're going to say about that. I had fun, though. I had fun. You don't enjoy gambling, do you, Frank?
Not particularly, no.
Are you one of those people that can actually see $20 get lost and then like tack it down to the amount of work you had to do and say, "Well, I just threw all that away"? Because I don't think I have that ability. Like, maybe I do, maybe I can see it, but I just don't. I don't know. Well, I want to thank everybody who has sent me birthday wishes, whether it was on Twitter or Facebook. I really appreciate it. I'm not the best friend. I'm not a good person. I don't do it on. I don't send birthday wishes on Facebook. But I have to say, it was mighty nice of you to think of me in that way and to send me those kind words that I read while putting a stringy green dump into the bowl. Okay, I gotta say that. So thank you very, very much for that. And you know what, Frank? I think we had a great show tonight. What do you think? What would you give it?
Maybe a C plus.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not sure about it at all. I need an expert's opinion. Maybe he's busy. Hi, do we have a good show tonight?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a good show tonight?
No.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You know, I told you.
I don't know. I don't know why I ever second guess you. You always seem to have a lock on it, Frank. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, buddy, for being a part of this thing that we like to do. And to you out there listening to this, whether it was live or downloaded, thank you. Really, really appreciate it. Please, if you enjoyed it, pass it on to your friends. It's the greatest thing you can do for us. Let them know on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Let them subscribe directly on our website, djnewstyleshow.com. How about this? Maybe you send a tweet to a couple of fuck faces like us, DJ Newstyle or The Germ Freak. Either way, thank you and fuck you. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
Fuck off.
I'm sorry. Happy birthday would have been nice. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say? Or is it still... Okay. He hung up. Fuck you. By the way, for those of you listening live, I will be fucking around on Chat Roulette for a little while. For those of you listening downloaded, I'll probably be fucking around on Chat Roulette next week on HearUsTalk.com. So why don't you check it out live? Thank you very much. Eat my dick and balls and shit. Verdienen Haut und Haaren und Vergehen.